Planning and Designing of Healthcare Facility. Chapter 5. The name of chapter is Consideration of Importance Hospital Indices in Healthcare Planning by Dr. Praveen Kumar Agarwal. Meaning of Hospital Utilization and Statistics. The term hospital utilization denotes the manner in which certain community make use of the hospital resources. So hospital is a place where the patients are treated, and patients are actually the person who suffer from disease, illness, which may be communicable disease, non-communicable disease, which require medical or surgical treatment. And when they come to the hospital, they may make use of the hospital resources, that is doctor, bed, medicine, hospital housekeeping department like toilet, hospital pharmacy, to get themselves treated. So hospital utilization denotes the way in which the different treatment component given to the patient while they stay in the hospital is known as hospital utilization. Since the modern concept of hospital includes services to the community on outpatient basis, the role played by hospital in the community can be fully studied only by taking into consideration all aspects of hospital services. So majority of the patients first come to the hospital in the form of outpatient department. They are entertained and given treatment there only. If the patient requires the special treatment, they are investigated, which may be done on the OPD basis. Or if such type of patient requires admission, they may be admitted. If not an emergency case, in the medicine or surgical ward. If the case is serious, in the intensive care unit, and accordingly the patient are given the treatment as per their needs. The concept is fairly new. However, no indices has been developed to measure the various components of hospital utilization in its widest sense. So hospital utilization is actually the new concept which has come in the field of hospital administration and management. Although lot of literature is not available, it is still in the developing process. But once we analyze it and we assess the result, it will be very good to impart the care according to the hospital statistics. For example, we know that in the hospital services, few department has got the very high load of the patient, like orthopedic department or department like neurosurgery, cardiologist. So if we keep number of patients treated for these type of illness, we have to increase the healthcare infrastructures. We have to recruit more doctors, we have to give more beds, we have to procure more medicines, we have to buy more costly instrument like cath lab, OT, etc. So when we know that because of these type of patients and these type of load from the hospital statistics and utilization, we will keep ourselves prepared so that in advance we are well prepared to take care of the patient who comes in the emergency hours and requires treatment within the golden period. The best known indices apply is to the in-care patient and to certain extent out-care patient in the hospital. So whenever we refer the term hospital utilization, the best indices is the number of the patient admitted in the hospital, the number of the patient the hospital admit in the from the casualty, the number of the patient who are given treatment by operation in the surgical unit, number of the deliveries conducted, the number of the days the patients stay, etc. So all these indices helps in knowing how to take care of the patient and in what way the hospital should improve themselves so that it become patient friendly and also it become well equipped to fulfill the need of patient, because nowadays a healthcare is very demanding field. Anybody or everyone wants utmost level of healthcare because they are spending for it, and that is why, like, if somebody has got money in the pocket, he or she will buy the best mobile. Similarly, if anyone has the paying capacity, he or she will pay for it, provided the best level of the care, the best quality care is given to them. That is why this type of care is very important when planning the beds required for the patient. For example, the patients who are not able to pay may get admitted in the lower section of the hospital, like the general or the economy ward, whereas paying capacity patients prefer the hospital with proper quality of care. Therefore, they may prefer twin sharing bed or single bed or deluxe room, but at the cost of paying more. So these things or these facts becomes more evident, more economical, more accessible when we study the hospital indices. The important hospital indices related to utilization is hospital bed. The hospital bed is one which is regularly maintained and staffed for accommodation and full-time care of the patient, either in the ward or in the ICU or in the casualty. So hospital bed tells us whether the bed, which is the medium for the patient to get treated, is occupied by the patient or not. And hospital is well equipped when it has more number of beds, when it has more number of beds in different specialty, when it has more number of beds in this department which are overloaded, like pediatric department, orthopedic department, burn unit, cardiology department. Hospital beds also become very important in the care which is intensive in nature, like the intensive care unit treatment which is given to very sick patient, or the treatment of the patient who suffers from acute heart attack in the cardiology unit. Admission rate. Another important hospital utilization indices is the admission rate. It refers to number of admission made in the hospital per year and the patient receives the medical care. So simple knowing that hospital admits more number of patients, one can say that hospital is well equipped with more number of beds. So if the number of the beds increases, the hospital will accept more patients. If more patients are admitted and taken care in the hospital, more will be the revenue generated in the corporate hospital. So admission into the hospital is also one of the important indices. The number of the discharges and the death. The number of the discharges and the death is also one of the important parameters of hospital utilization statistics. If the patients are discharged, it means that they are discharged after giving the treatment. The discharged patients are usually satisfied patients. After taking the treatment, their pain or sickness is resolved or their surgical problem has been surgically treated. So if the patient is satisfied, then more and more patients will come to your hospital. That is why if the discharges are more, if the discharges are early, if the patient suggests that the patient's duration of the stay in the hospital is short, hospital is good enough to treat the patient in less very fast, and that is why the hospital discharge rate is high. This is very prevalent in the cities like Mumbai, where one of the hospital like Hinduja Hospital do not keep the patient for the long period of time and they discharge the patient as early as possible. So if the patients are discharged early, the hospital bed which was previously occupied by the old patient is now occupied by the new entry. And in this way, the hospital will generate more revenue on the new patient or by admitting new patient as compared to taking care of old and chronic disease illness patient. Number of the death in the hospital is also one of the important indices, because death usually shows the mortality statistics. If nobody wants death while getting admitted in the hospital, but if the death in the hospital occurs, it is either because the patient is brought to the hospital in the terminal stage. The death in the hospital may have occurred because of large associated illness like end-stage renal disease with diabetes, or death in the hospital may occur because of the treatment negligence or treatment not given properly on the time, or death in the hospital has occurred where the patient is not given adequate treatment at the adequate site because of the non-ability of the bed. So death in the hospital may be related to death in the pediatric ward, that is infant mortality death, then the death in the obs and gynec, that is maternal mortality death, then the death due to sudden heart attack, that is known as cardiac death, then the death in the hospital because of the road traffic accident like concussion injury and subdural hematoma. The death in the hospital may occur because of underlying disease and chronic disease like cancer. And that is why more and more hospitals try to admit the patient early so that the treatment is started early, the definitive treatment is given at the right time, and the death can be avoided. Now, important statistics is the bed day or the patient day. A bed day or the patient day is the unit of measure denoting the services rendered to the inpatient while in the hospital between one day and the succeeding day. So bed day simply gives the information about the duration of the patient's stay in the hospital. Normally, the patients who are discharged very fast are either discharged because the illness get rectified fast, disease get diagnosed fast, consultants are more competent, and hospitals have got definitive goal. That is why if the patients are discharged early, the bed day of the patient in the hospital will be less, and this means that the patient will have to spend less for their sufferings in the terms of cost for the treatment, and it also reflects that the treatment given in the hospital is cost effective because of the promptness, because of the skill of the doctors employed in that particular hospital, and because of the treatment given for the right illness at the right time. It is important to note that if the patients are admitted at 8 o'clock and discharged at 8 p.m. in the night of the same day, such type of patients are not included in the head count of the midnight. Such patients are known as daycare admission. So daycare admission means the admission which is made at the daytime within 8 o'clock in the morning to 8 o'clock in the evening and discharged on the same day before the midnight is known as daycare admission. Many hospitals have got different terminology for daycare or admission, and sometimes they also call short stay admission. If the patient stays in the midnight, then the patient is included in the head count, that is number of indoor patients, which is usually carried out at the midnight by the head of nursing staff, usually assistant matron or ward sister in charge, and that is why the admission of such type of patient is known as one full day admission. And therefore this type of stay is known as full indoor patient stay because the patient had stayed in the hospital before 8 o'clock in the evening and they are still lying in the bed at midnight, and this type of admissions is known as full day admission or complete one day indoor admission. Then discharges, and that the number of the discharge means the number of the patient who has left the hospital after getting treatment, or discharges may be in such a way that few hospitals may not be well equipped to take care of all the illness, therefore they refer the case to the higher center for definitive treatment. For example, if the patient comes to community health center and if they have got severe orthopedic, neurological problem, cardiac problem, then the community health center or rural hospital may not be well equipped. So these type of patients are usually referred and transferred to a higher center, which may be medical college and hospital, district hospital, regional institute of orthopedic, regional institute of cardiologist, and this type of patients are, although discharged from the hospital, is referred to another hospitals. And death referred to number of the patient who has been admitted and dies after getting admitted. Usually the patient who are brought dead is not counted as the dead patient of the hospital because the patient was brought dead. Such type of cases comes under the category of medico-legal cases, and usually the hospital refer these cases into the list of medico-legal cases, and after police panchnama and police basic report, these type of patients are subjected to post-mortem or autopsy to establish the cause of death. Based on this, the death certificate can be given. The bed days or the patient days is the unit of measure denoting the services rendered to one patient while they stay in the hospital. So if the bed day of the patient is long, it means that the patient will not be discharged early. The patient bed will be occupied by that particular patient for the longer period of time. Therefore, such type of patient will require nursing care for the longer period of time. They may require, along with the nursing care, supportive care, and along with this they require the consultant's regular visit to the hospital. Usually the chronic patients who are admitted in the hospital are usually suffering from neurological disorders like hemiplegia. Then the psychiatric patients suffering from acute psychosis, manic depression psychosis, alcoholic dementia, then geriatric patients who are admitted in the hospitals because of their old age illness like osteoarthritis, osteoporosis, then Alzheimer's disease, then senile dementia, then it may be cerebral atrophy, etc. These type of patients usually are admitted for longer period of time, and therefore such type of patient may not require specialized care, but they require the care for the longer period of time and in continuity. Now, indices which are located to the hospital admission itself is the average length of stay. The average length of stay is denoted by the figure or letter L. This index is indicated the average period the patient is hospitalized, or total number of the bed in the year divided by the total number of the admission made in the same year. So if we consider the average length of stay by capital letter L, the number of the admission in the hospital may be denoted as capital H divided by denominator, that is number of admission denoted by capital A. The number of the admission in the hospital, which reflect the average period for which the patients are admitted, depend upon the patient characteristic. It depends upon the type of patient. If the patients are suffering from any psychiatric illness, if the patients are very old, if the patients are in the pediatric age group, if the patient is a case of trauma like burn, this type of patient usually require hospitalization for the longer period of time, and that is why the duration of the stay in the hospital will be more. Then it depends upon the disease characteristic of the patient. For example, the patient who suffers from acute gastrointestinal disease may be admitted in the hospital only for 48 to 72 hours, whereas the patient who are suffering from orthopedic disease like the trauma cases relating to open reduction and fixation will require admission in the hospital for the longer period of time. Similarly, the patient who suffer from the disease like placenta previa in the ANC ward will require hospitalization for the longer period of time, because the bed rest is the important feature. No doctor want to lose their case and bring bad name to them. And most of these cases after observations are usually taken up for emergency, that is elective lower segment caesarean section. Then it also depends upon the characteristic of the hospital. For example, the hospital such as TB sanatorium, the alcohol de-addiction hospital, the hospitals set up for the psychiatric patient or patient with mental illness, the hospital which is intended to give care to the old patient, that is geriatric hospital, pediatric hospitals, that is the hospital mainly meant for giving care to infant and pediatric age group, will usually require hospitalization for the longer period of time. Few hospitals in Mumbai which take care of the old patients are Parsi General Hospital, a wing of which is attached to JJ Group of Hospitals. Similarly, the mental hospital in Mumbai is Thane Mental Hospital, which take care of the patient of the mental illness, whereas the hospital which take care of the acute gastrointestinal diseases and short stay are usually government hospitals like JJ Group of Hospitals, KM Group of Hospitals, Nair Hospital, Sion Hospitals. These are municipal and government hospitals. Apart from this, there are specialized centers which take care of the specialized illness like Wadia Hospital, which takes care of the mother, that is maternal and pediatric hospital. Similarly, Bachuali Hospital take care of the ophthalmological disorder patient. Similarly, Bhargava Nursing Home takes care of the ENT problem. Similarly, the hospitals like RG Stone Hospital take care of the patients who require surgical treatment by means of laparoscopic procedure like laparoscopic appendicectomy, cholecystectomy, or treatment mainly concerned to urological problem like kidney stone, benign enlargement of prostate, prostatic carcinoma, etc. So different admission in the hospital depends upon the patients who are getting admitted, the disease they suffer from, and the hospital resources that are meant for taking care of the patient. Indices related to the hospital is the total number of bed in the year, that is capital H, divided by number of the discharges or the death in the year. So if we consider the average length of stay, we should consider the total admission divided by the patient leaving the hospital, and patient leaving the hospital may be either discharged patient or the death patient. The total number of bed in a year divided by half sum of the admission and discharge and the death in the same year. Therefore, average length of the stay in the hospital is equal to 2 into H divided by A plus D plus capital D, where H is the admission, H is the hospitalization, A is the admission, small d is the discharge, capital D is the death. you see that hospitalization, admission and death is denoted by the capital letter and discharge is denoted by small letter. Or simple way of calculating average length of stay in the hospital is equal to L is equal to H divided by A. H is the hospitalization and A is the admission. Indices related to the average length of stay, it will be noted that these three methods result in the figure representing the average length of stay per patient per year, which is not the same as the average period of stay per patient in the hospital, because there are different types of diseases for which the patient requires admission, and that is why if the patients are admitted for seasonal flu, if the patients are admitted for malarial fever, since the diagnosis is made, they only require treatment for short period of time, whereas the patients who are admitted with orthopedic problem, neurological problem or tropical disease like tuberculosis will require admission for longer period of time. A new method of assessing the length of stay in the hospital derives from the contribution of the patient, numbers of days spent in the hospital from the day of admission. Therefore, whenever we consider the average length of the patient's stay in the hospital, we should note the day on which the patient got admitted. Few patients are very serious, so initially they may be admitted in the ICU or CCU or pediatric case patient in the NICU, and after becoming stable they are transferred to the ward where the less aggressive treatment is given, and if they are able to cope up and become well in the ward, then they are discharged. So although the patient has stayed 3 days in the ICU and 5 days in the ward, the total length of stay will be 8 days, because this is the total period for which the patient was admitted and is considered indoor admission. The great advantage of this method is that it is possible to select during ward round with the clinician a homogeneous group of patients and to disregard from those who suffer from chronic disorder. That is why many wards in the hospitals are designated according to the illness. Like few wards may be called as general surgery ward, few wards may be named as general medicine ward, few wards may be named as cardiology ward, few wards may be named as ophthalmology ward, ENT ward, maternal and child health ward, etc., pediatric ward. So this is because of the specific patient and the specific illness from in that particular age group which for which they get admitted, and that is why since the patient is of particular age group, that is homogeneous age group, it requires specialist of that particular field. For example, if pediatric patient is admitted in the pediatric ward, it will be the duty of pediatrician to take care of the patient in the ward round rather than the dermatologist, because the patient may not suffer from the dermatological illness. But this is not always true. Sometimes the patient, although have the pediatric problem, they may have the dermatological problem, and this patient requires cross-reference or referral to the respective department. Also, patients are kept in the hospital for the social reasons, especially to give the rehabilitation, like gynec patient may be shocked after having the fourth baby born with the female gender. So this type of shock patient may not give the breastfeeding properly, may give ill-treated treatment to the newborn. So it is the duty of the hospital not only to discharge this patient but also give different type of counseling and rehabilitation. So such type of patient, because of the society reasons, because of the personal reasons, enter into form of psychosis, which is known as postpartum psychosis. So it is the duty of the doctor to give the complete treatment so that at the time of discharge, the mother and the baby can be safely taken care of. Bed occupancy rate. The figure expresses the average percentage of occupancy of the hospital bed. It is calculated by dividing average number of beds occupied by the bed component and multiplying by 100. So bed occupancy rate is equal to the number of admission denoted by H divided by 365, that is total days in the year, plus B, that is the number of the bed available, into 100. Bed occupancy rate reflects the ratio between the bed used and the bed available. So, if the bed available is more than the bed used, it means that the hospital is not performing well and it has less patient load. That is why many hospitals' beds are empty. So, if it is a corporate hospital, it will do the less business. Whereas, if more beds are occupied and none of the bed is empty, it means that the patients are well admitted and the load of the patient is more. The patient has got the faith in the hospital, and it is the duty of the hospital administrator to analyze this important statistics and increase the number of the bed. The occupancy rate should not be solely thought of as a measure of administrative efficiency, because sometimes the consultant keeps the patient in the ward for a longer period of time, because although the patient may have got or came with a minor illness, the illness may get complicated by hospital acquired infection. Like the patient came with a history of severe breathlessness. On X-ray, there is consolidation mass. This suggests that he or she is suffering from pneumonia. Such type of patient, if catheterized, develops a urinary tract infection which has no link with the lung infection, then it means that this type of patient has developed the infection which was not related to primary disease and it has acquired because of the negligence of the hospital, and this is known as nosocomial infection or hospital acquired infection. This type of patient usually require longer period of time and their treatment totally deviate for the reasons they were admitted in the hospital. Such type of patient will be usually unsatisfied patient because they stayed in the hospital for the longer period of time, and that is why the hospital bill will be high, which they have to bear. Although it is reasonable to expect that services such as cold orthopedic, in which the admission can be controlled, the cases which are treated by orthopedic in the emergency room cannot be controlled because nobody can predict how many trauma cases come. That is why in few festivals the orthopedic department usually prepared to face the increased load of patients. Like Dahi Handi, which is very common in Mumbai, you will see lot of Dahi Handi participant suffering from the fracture of leg, fracture of scapula while forming the mandalis. Similarly, in the kite flying festival, there may be increased patients suffering from orthopedic fracture because of the negligence while doing the kite flying. So emergency patient who comes with the orthopedic problem, nobody predict. And this is very common that whenever any mela or any social festival or religious festival goes on, like Chhat Puja, there is always backup of ambulance facility, doctor with ambulance, and all facilities to provide first aid at the scene of accident. turnover interval. Turnover interval expresses the average period in days the bed remains empty. In other words, the average time elapsing between the discharge of one patient and the admission of next. So, if the bed turnover ratio is high, if the bed turnover interval is long, it means that the hospital is not performing well, because after discharging a treated patient, it takes longer time to fill the bed which was previously occupied by the patient. So it means that although the hospital has infrastructure, they are losing the revenue because of the longer bed turnover interval. This figure is obtained by subtracting the actual number of hospitalization days in the year divided by number of discharges and the death in the same year.